WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Donald Trump spent some of today manning the French fry station at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania.
This is fun. I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job. I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
Trump has claimed without evidence that Vice President Harris never worked at a McDonald's in college, even though she says she did. Harris spent part of her day campaigning in a battleground state down south. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The vice president reacted to Trump's name calling.
The American people deserve so much better.
Harris started her day in Georgia. She attended church with Stevie Wonder and marked her 60th birthday.
We each as individuals and as a community have the power to make decisions through these next 16 days that will be about a statement about what kind of country do we want to live in.
Elsewhere in Georgia, 7 people died when a ferry dock collapsed. Officials say structural failures caused the accident during a festival. CBS's Christian Benavidas is there.
Officials say upwards of 40 people were on it at the time, as hundreds were on the island for a celebration of Gullah Geechee culture. They are descendants of enslaved people from West Africa who, because they lived in remote places such as Sapelo Island, have been able to retain their culture through the years.
Flash flooding near Roswell, New Mexico left hundreds needing to be rescued, including the rescuers. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington posted on social media after he climbed on the roof of his patrol car as waters started to sweep it away.
It's shaking just a little bit because it's a little bit chilly out here, but I am sitting on top of my vehicle, and a couple people who were walking through the water came and sat here with me.
At least 2 people died there. Water is a big problem in Cuba, where Category 1 Hurricane Oscar is battering the island nation. Brad Reinhardt is with the National Hurricane Center.
What's going to be the biggest problem going forward is the heavy rainfall associated with Oscar. So, I mean, it could produce rainfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches with isolated amounts up to 18 inches across eastern Cuba. And so that's going to pose the potential for flash flooding and mudslides, particularly over areas of mountainous terrain.
The Israeli military warned it planned to attack a large number of Hezbollah targets in Lebanon today. Smoke rose in the sky above Beirut as blasts echoed across the Lebanese capital. Back here, the New York Liberty now have a WNBA championship after beating the Minnesota Lynx 67-62 in overtime.
28 years in the making, the New York Liberty are WNBA.
That from ESPN. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Calling, we're busting this loose, but shatter. You can't go to bed. Over the radiation that hovers the room. Space is a catalyst that a change is gonna come soon. There must be a noon.
to stop from the time.
Just double dip the People Brothers Band. Why do you ask? Well, Backsync Radio and the After Hours listeners, I just heard the Ice Dance lineup has been announced. It's going to be happening this January 30th through the 1st. And yes, the People Brothers Band will be there. So we'll celebrate a bunch of acts tonight during Backsync Radio After Hours show. And I'll be sure to point them out as we step through all the local music goodness that you're going to hear right here on Backsync Radio. You can also follow along at backsyncradio.com for all the latest information out there on the local acts and the local bands all over the state of Wisconsin. But before we get into all of that New Year's action, we got to go back to Halloween because it's just around the corner. And Halloween is happening at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison Saturday, October 26th, with live music from Honey Shot, music specials, costume contests with first place prize of $400. More information is out there at LazyElfLounge.com. So what's next in the After Hours? More Ice Dance, of course. Chicken Wire Empire now on Backsync Radio. We are local music.
Town loading in the low down rain, watching good time Charlie friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, loading in my feathered bed. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. A picker friend who read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. They gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day. Folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand. Strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Now, yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while. Try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Thank you.
myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues.
The old dog sometimes gotta learn a brand new trick. If Rover don't roll over, he might end up on the short end of the stick.
The Mantown Mannish Boys tonight at Whiskey Row Saloon. I know you're on your way home from that show right now by now, but it's okay. You can catch them again at Lake Mill on November 9th. And when you're going from town to town supporting that Wisconsin local sound, make sure that you listen to your favorite Civic Media radio station on that Civic Media app. There's so many features, and one of them is sending an email or even a text. Earlier, Rocker forwarded one to me. It said, can we hear some cruising around tonight? Max Inc. Radio in the prime time was full, but we can take care of it here in the after hours. We are local music.
Take me home. Well, I've been train keeps going, it's gonna take me home.
Requested things, yep, we can handle it in the After Hours Max Inc. Radio. Next up is Old Soul Society, and then a quick break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Seen you turn your eyes, but in my eyes, I hold an old man's tear. I've seen the babies cry, but now I realize. I pray we'll make it soon. I pray it every night. But you hold me, release me. You just tell me everything's just fine. But you shove me and deceive me. And sit and shake all through the night. You love me, believe me. You just tell me. Everything's just fine if you hold me, release me. Oh God, I've gotta make it through this night.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
said I can't be late. And the fine timing is the best time. It can sing again.
back from break with another band that you can hear at Ice Dance in Appleton on January 30th through February 1st. Local sounds this half hour are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Local music is what we do, and we do it with Dogs of War. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
that's going to do it for me. See you at Ice Dance in Appleton this January. Keep the local music right there in your pocket by subscribing to the podcast or hear it anytime at maxincradio.com. See you next week, everybody. local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshes, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.